This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We're going to talk a little woman's hormone health. Jennifer Coy of Beauty Care Choices at the bottom of the hour. Jennifer is a good friend of mine. She uses our Truth Skin Health products, and she buys our Truth Skin Health products, and she's got an expertise in female hormones. A very interesting topic, especially if you're a woman or if you're somebody who loves a woman. The female hormone system, estrogen and progesterone, is very hard to understand. Very tricky to work with. If you've used our ProHarmony progesterone cream, you know you can get a lot of benefits by using progesterone to balance out estrogen. Estrogen issues are behind autoimmune problems, behind depression, behind weight issues, behind many cancers. Certainly female reproductive issues are associated with problems with estrogen and estrogen metabolism. Estrogen is a stress hormone, and processing of estrogen is one of the most important aspects of maintaining good health. Not just for women either. Prostate issues are associated. Male prostate issues are also associated with estrogen and the breakdown products of estrogen, so-called catechol estrogens. If you're dealing with an estrogen issue, and that is autoimmunity, weight problems, anxiety, insomnia, postmenopausal issues, reproductive problems, think about estrogen clearance. And also think about essential fatty acids. Essential fatty acids can act like a natural estrogen and can help balance out some of the inflammatory effects of estrogen and so-called catechol estrogens, the toxic form of estrogen that tends to accumulate when we have problems eliminating estrogen or liver problems or gallbladder problems. This is a pretty deep and complex subject, and we'll talk to Jennifer Coy at the bottom of the hour. And get to your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. If you want to start a home-based business, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, and click on the Join the Team link, or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. All right, we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. Jennifer Coy will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk female hormones with Jennifer Coy. I want to continue talking about digestive enzymes and Howell's enzyme nutrition axiom, the length of life. The length of an organism's life is inversely proportional to the rate of exhaustion of the enzyme potential of that organism. That is, the more enzymes you have in your body, the longer you live. The more you can spare your enzymes, the longer you live. This is why fasting is so important. This is why the ketogenic diet is so important. This is why calorie restriction is so important. This is why relaxing is so important. This is why meditation is so important. All of these have an enzyme-sparing effect. The calmer you are, the more enzymes you're going to spare. The less you eat, the more enzymes you're going to spare. As we age, we have less and less enzymes available, not only for metabolism, but also for digestion. This is what Dr. Howell pointed out in his book, Enzyme Nutrition, the Food Enzyme Concept, and his second book, Food Enzymes, Health and Longevity. And I highly recommend both of these books if you're interested in learning about longevity, about anti-aging, and also about enzymes. Dr. Howell noticed that the human body can substitute metabolic enzymes for digestive enzymes and vice versa. And he said that as the years go by, we have less digestive enzymes available because we don't eat food that contains enzymes. And that means less replacement enzymes for metabolism. It's this reliance on processed food and also cooked food, not just processed food, but even cooking healthy food can destroy the enzymes. And this can lead us to using up our natural enzymes at a faster clip, leading to enzyme depletion, which according to Dr. Howell is behind accelerated aging and chronic long-term degenerative disease. Thus, the importance of nature's best food sources of enzymes, and that is plants. This is the problem with the carnivore diet. It does not include plants. Whether or not you need enzymes, whether or not you can get enzymes from other sources isn't the point. Why would you deprive yourself of these incredible sources of not just enzymes, but all kinds of nutrition? And by the way, the more food you eat, the more enzymes you need. The more food you eat, the more necessary it is to make sure you're ingesting enzymes. Yes, it's true, you can get enzymes from raw milk. You can get enzymes from eggs, as long as you're not cooking your eggs. And you can get enzymes from sashimi, sushi. You can get enzymes from raw meat. But these are problematic foods. Vegetables are nowhere near as problematic, and fruits for that matter, are nowhere near as problematic as the protein sources of the carnivore sources of enzymes. Can't really eat raw eggs. Well, you can eat raw eggs, but you have to be careful with raw eggs. You don't have to be careful with a carrot. You don't have to be careful with a banana. Although some people do have problems with lectins, and there are issues with the high sugar content of bananas and other fruits. So, you know, nothing's perfect, but it doesn't seem to me like it makes sense to deprive yourself of the super, super nutritional powerhouse that veggies are, fruits and veggies are, particularly when it comes to enzymes. If you find yourself bloating or you find yourself gassy or otherwise unable to enjoy your veggies or your fruits because of digestive discomfort, a couple things could be going on. First of all, fruits can be very high in sugar, and they can throw, especially dried fruits, by the way, but even fresh fruits can be high in sugar, and that can throw off bacterial balance, and especially, this can be especially problematic if you're dealing with a problem called SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. That's not a reason necessarily, though, to avoid these foods. That's a reason to correct your SIBO, to work on your digestion. If you have digestive issues after you eat veggies, it may be the cellulose fiber. And you may want to start to experiment with cellulase enzymes. A good plant enzyme supplement will tend to contain cellulase. Cellulose is also an additive in many processed foods. And intolerances, cellulose intolerances, can affect people who ingest cellulose fiber in the form of cereals or protein bars or snack foods of various kinds and other ultra-processed foods. Ultra-processed foods, by the way, are distinct from regularly processed food. An ultra-processed food, it's kind of funny that we have to now make a distinction here, because foods are not just processed, they're ultra-processed. An ultra-processed food doesn't even resemble a food anymore. Maybe it has the shape of a food, but that's about it. Pringles are a classic example of an ultra-processed food. Cellulose is also, by the way, in tablets and in capsules. Various pharmaceuticals will contain cellulose. They use it as a filler and a binder. It also helps distribute powders when they're putting them into capsules. Problems digesting cellulose may also have to do with the wrong kind of bacteria in your intestines, so using probiotics may help you. Eating fermented veggies can also help. For most people, though, cellulose ingestion is not going to be a problem. And when you eat cellulose-containing vegetables, especially if they're raw or even slightly steamed, you're going to be getting the cellulase enzymes, which tend to be in the cellulose-containing foods. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 842-366-6010 is our number. Line's open for you. We'll get to your calls next segment, and we'll talk hormone health at the bottom of the hour with Jennifer Coy on The Bright Side right after this.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. Got all our lines open for you. We'll be talking hormone health with Jennifer Coy in our next segment. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions, comments, or success stories, we'd love hearing from you.
So, we're talking about enzymes. And one of the neat things about enzymes, particularly the proteolytic enzymes, the enzymes that dissolve protein, is they have wonderful anti-inflammatory effects. There's all kinds of health challenges that are associated with microinflammation, particularly health issues. Particularly skin health issues. And eczema, psoriasis. The funny thing about the skin is we don't really see inflammation in the skin unless you have a full out, like a bruise or something like that where the skin is inflamed. That's a kind of a macroscopic inflammation. But many skin health issues, including acne and psoriasis and eczema, are associated with microinflammation, microscopic inflammation that occurs at the level of the cell. And this microinflammatory effect is really behind, I would say, pretty much all chronic long-term degenerative diseases have some component of microinflammation. And given the proteolytic, protein-dissolving properties of some of these enzymes that you get in fruits and vegetables and that you get in supplements, enzymes can do a lot more for you than just help you with digestive enzymes, that is, can do a lot more for you than help you with just your digestion. I've been getting a lot of calls and a lot of letters about tinnitus. In fact, I have a lot of friends who are dealing with tinnitus. Tinnitus is one of those health challenges that no one seems to know how to deal with. And there's a reason for that. Because you see, tinnitus ringing in the ears, first of all, just kind of, if you don't have it, just kind of picture what that must be like for somebody who's dealing with tinnitus. This high-pitched screaming that you can never get away from. I mean, every time I think about it, it seems like the most horrible curse that you can put on somebody is this sound that just never goes away. And there's nothing, literally nothing, the medical model can do about it. Nothing. They got hearing aids that they can try and give you, and they've got anti-inflammatory drugs they try to give you. Nothing else. On the other hand, there is some evidence that digestive enzymes may be able to help you with tinnitus. And it makes kind of makes sense when you consider that tinnitus is an inflammatory issue. Tinnitus is an inflammation at the level of the where sound gets turned into electricity in the ear. How we hear is kind of a really fascinating topic. Sound waves, or basically air, goes into your ear, and then it jiggles around some hairs, and those hairs turn into electrical energy, and that electrical energy gets turned into chemical energy. There's a whole bunch of stuff. It's kind of like a Rube Goldberg machine inside your ear, with one step leading to the next step, leading to the next step, leading to the next step. If you have any kind of inflammation, microscopic inflammation that's going on within that process, within that Rube Goldberg machine, one of the things that can happen is tinnitus. And there's nothing you can do about it except take care of the inflammation. That's the only thing that can be done for tinnitus, is take care of the inflammation. Tinnitus needs to be regarded as a deterioration and subsequent inflammation of very sensitive tissues inside that ear area where sound is turned into electricity, which tells you that nobody has tinnitus by itself. You have other health challenges if you have tinnitus. So that's what you want to be dealing with, and it always, always, always begins with digestive health. Tinnitus is a classic comorbid symptom. It occurs as a symptom of general bodily deterioration. And because that area is so sensitive and so microscopically precise, even the slightest amount of inflammation can cause problems. So what you want to address if you're dealing with tinnitus is you want to deal with inflammation, and one of the best things you could do is proteolytic enzymes. You can also use things like vitamin C and zinc. Alpha-lipoic acid. I read an article yesterday about butyrate, which I've not done talking about, by the way, the short-chain fatty acid, the SCFA, butyric acid, or butyrate. So many things about butyrate that I haven't covered yet. Butyrate is very important for mental health and for brain health via its derivative GABA, G-A-B-A, and also something called GHB, gamma-hydroxybutyrate, which you may have heard of because it was popular in the 1980s until it became illegal in the 1990s. So in any case, anytime you're dealing with an inflammatory condition, and that includes, by the way, joint inflammation, and one of the all-time great benefits of proteolytic enzymes that you get from plants is for arthritis and for joint problems. Proteolytic enzymes can be beneficial for jaw pain and dental pain, for TMJ pain, for back pain, for post-surgical pain, and, bonus, because inflammation post-surgery can slow down the healing process, using proteolytic enzymes, that is protein-digesting enzymes, proteases technically, things like bromelain and papain, meat tenderizer enzymes, can help speed up healing after you have a surgical procedure. And that's not just major surgery. That could be things like peels that you get at an esthetician, or facial surgery, or a plastic surgery, facelifts and such. Any kind of inflammatory stimuli can be mitigated. The effects of inflammatory stimuli can be mitigated by using proteolytic enzymes. I love the idea that these digestive enzymes have so many benefits. And that doesn't even touch all the metabolic benefits that you get helping you with your chemistry, as Dr. Howe said. And of course, obviously, digestive enzymes can help you with your digestion. If you find yourself bloating after you're eating enzyme-rich foods, such as vegetables, make sure that you're using cellulase enzymes. It's the whole idea of using digestive enzymes to spare your metabolic enzymes that Dr. Howell came up with is not really approved. It's not really medically approved. The standard medical model does not understand the power of enzymes here. Nonetheless, when you think about it, it's kind of common sense. This idea of sparing metabolic enzymes and ingestion of plant enzymes. Dr. Howell calls this the law of adaptive secretion. The law of adaptive secretion says that an organism places high value on its enzymes and is never going to make more than it absolutely needs to do the job. And if you eat some enzymes, if you eat your enzymes, your body is going to be able to spare its enzymes. It's called the law of adaptive secretion. Interestingly, different foods have different types of enzymes, and these differences are based on the composition of the foods themselves. Bananas and avocados, which have a lot of fat in them, avocados especially are among the fattiest of fruits. Bananas have a relatively fatty fruit. Both of these tend to have more lipases in them, more fat-dissolving enzymes than other fruits. Peaches, which tend to be among the most sugary of fruits, tend to have more carbohydrate or sugar-dissolving enzymes, i.e. amylases. And pineapple and papaya are your all-time great protease fruits, and both of them tend to be relatively high in proteins. It's as if nature prepared these fruits to be digested by preloading them with chemicals that are needed for their assimilation into the body. This is the wisdom of nature. It gave you the enzymes specifically that are specifically required for that type of fruit, for that type of fruit or vegetable. Chewing food is also a way to support enzyme activity. For one thing, chewing, i.e. mastication, breaks food up into smaller particles. Smaller particles mean more surface area, and the more surface area food has, the more space there will be for saliva to contact that food. And on top of all that, saliva is loaded with enzymes, particularly your amylases. Carbs get broken down in the mouth. You can actually taste carbs. You can taste the sugar as you're chewing your food. You can taste the sugar being released as it's being acted upon by the amylase. A piece of white bread will start to taste sweet as you're chewing it. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Jennifer Coy will be with us on The Bright Side. We're going to talk a little female hormone health next.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki hailed the $1.9 trillion bill that passed Wednesday with very little money for actual coronavirus relief as the most progressive bill in American history. The bill is expected to be signed Friday with checks going out by the end of the month. The Senate has confirmed Marcia Fudge as the head of the Department of Housing and Urban Development, placing the longtime Ohio lawmaker in charge of the agency. Fudge, who represented parts of Cleveland and Akron in the House since 2008, is a former mayor and a longtime advocate for assistance for the needy. A bill that would grant legal immunity for drivers who hit violent roadblocking protesters while fleeing from them has passed the House in Oklahoma. House Bill 1674 has passed 79-18 on Tuesday and proposes measures to crack down on violent protesters who block roads or highways to paralyze traffic. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As illegal immigration is creating a humanitarian crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, lawmakers are furious that the Biden administration is turning a blind eye to the crisis. Dan Naraki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Following a report that U.S. Customs and Border Protection encountered more than 100,000 migrants along the southern border in February, one senator is demanding answers from the Biden administration. Missouri Republican Josh Hawley sent a letter to the White House calling for a hearing on Capitol Hill so senators can ask DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas about the administration's plan for dealing with the issue. Hawley tells Fox News that with a lack of information coming from the White House, participating in a hearing is the least they could do.
This administration's policies are acting as a magnet, and they are creating a full-blown humanitarian crisis at the border. Trafficking is up through the roof. It is through the roof, the exploitation of children, and this administration is doing nothing. They're looking the other way, and as you say, President, he won't even have a news conference. I mean, he won't answer any questions at all. The least he can do is actually send his administration chiefs to Capitol Hill and make them answer questions. What are they going to do about this crisis?
The illegal immigrant population fell to 10,350,000 in 2019 under the Trump administration, a decline of 12% since 2010. President Biden has now reversed those policies that worked. 14 Major League Baseball spring training games today. The early games start at 1:05 p.m. Eastern, and two late games starting at 8:05 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive pages at BenFuchsArchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that one up. We also have a search engine at BenFuchsArchives.com as well as BrightsideBen.com. And we have 10 years. We just celebrated our 10-year anniversary on GCN, by the way. And we have 10 years plus archived shows, and you can search various topics. If you miss a program, you want to review a specific subject at BenFuchsArchives.com and BrightsideBen.com. You can purchase longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. We've got news stories and blog posts and videos, lots of good health information on all our websites, BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with acne and eczema and rosacea and psoriasis and also post-surgical scarring and burns and traumas. What I found out from dealing with folks who had skin health issues
was that health equals beauty. When you heal the skin, you beautify the skin, and that's the secret to True Skin Health products. They're all healing products, never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products, and they work thus. Our 1,600-plus 4- and 5-star reviews, which you'll find at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed with a D, truthreviewed.com for our 1,600-plus 4- and 5-star reviews, and truthtreatments.com for purchasing all our Truth Skin Health products, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am super psyched to speak to our guest today. She's a good friend of mine, and she's also the CEO and founder of a really interesting website that carries all kinds of great skin health products, including True Treatments, Beauty Care Choices, beautycarechoices.com, and Jennifer Coy also has an expertise in one of my favorite subjects, which is female health issues, and particularly female hormone issues. Please welcome to The Bright Side my friend Jennifer Coy. Hey, Jennifer.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
I am wonderful, and thanks so much for coming on The Bright Side. I've been trying to get you on now for a while. I think you have been on, actually, one time before. Didn't you come on a couple years ago?
I was. Yes, I was on once before, and we enjoyed our conversation, so thanks for having me back.
Yes, thanks for coming on. So I want to talk about our mutual love of female hormones, and we'll definitely cover progesterone and estrogen, but before we get into that, tell us a little bit about Beauty Care Choices.
Beauty Care Choices is an online website. We are also a full salon in Shasta Lake, California. We started in 2004 as an online company and sell professional salon care products. Moved into the clean market based off of my health journey and kind of focus and passion of clean beauty, mainly just taking out some of the chemicals and bringing to light some of the stuff in the products that we don't want, which was my connection to you. We really are enjoying finding new indie brands, and I've started my own Facebook Live show to educate people on their choices in products. So it's called You Have Beauty Care Choices. It's on Facebook, Pacific time at 11 o'clock on Fridays. And I introduce you to different brands, and we talk about what their focus is, what their product stance is on ingredients, and then also their conscious stance of what their footprint is they're leaving behind. And I think that compilates a whole encapsulates a whole modern beauty brand, which I feel that True Treatment Systems is as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So you said you have your own personal health challenges led you to doing this? Is that, did I hear you correctly?
It is, yeah. About 15 years ago, I realized I was struggling with endometriosis, and that was a long journey to get to that point. And I think we talked about that a little bit, but it's more the I didn't realize how much hormones controlled your whole entire life, and where so many pharmaceuticals are prescribed for issues that could be hormone imbalance. And I recognize that going through so many challenges with female issues and being prescribed antidepressants or anti-anxiety, or you can't be in that much pain all the time. And so there was a lot of misinformation out there from doctors, as well as misinformation on how to treat endometriosis.
Did they take any of your organs out?
They did, yeah. Yeah, I ended up with a partial hysterectomy, and that kind of got me through for myself a really bad point, and to a point where I could then begin rebuilding my health after I had kind of really gotten very unhealthy from just being sick always with the endometriosis. It was relentless for me. So once I got through my partial hysterectomy, I actually have started to feel better, but I now know there was probably other ways I could have treated it, and that's unfortunate, having to be on this side of the fence looking back. So I'm also I like to be an advocate for women to really explore all of your options, and it's really hard sometimes for women when they're in so much pain. At that point, they're desperate, and I don't care what you take, make me feel better, is kind of the
sure, understandably,
how I speak to women. Yeah, and when we talk about it, girl to girl, or you know, woman to woman, you know, when you're in that position on a constant basis, you really are just looking for relief. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize the power of progesterone, and I also didn't realize that a lot of times we're already estrogen dominant and keep being right. prescribed more estrogen through birth control pills and other forms that aren't even clean estrogen. It's all filled right. with all this mixed junk. And so I can honestly say I went through 36 sonograms in 12 years. And And a lot.
Did it start when you were a kid?
It did, yeah. It started actually on my very first menstrual cycle was extremely painful. I got kind of deemed as a drama queen back then. And then went through years of maintaining it through health. So, you know, I'm pretty health conscious on my exercise and my diet. And that really came from wanting to feel good so bad. You know, I felt so bad all the time that without keeping health and nutrition, exercise in my lifestyle, I would have been in really bad shape. So
I
was lucky
that. I'm sorry. Let me say this real quick. Do you find that exercise helps you with your hormones, with your hormone issues?
Yes.
Intense exercise. Intense exercise, or just like a regular routine?
No, it can't be intense exercise. Actually, intense exercise kind of, I believe, raises cortisol, which then puts more stress on the body. So I think I really believe that women interpret stress differently than men interpret stress. So our exercise habits have to be a lot different, too. I'm sure there are those women out there that maybe you're a little higher in testosterone and can, you know, perform like a strong athlete, and I give them credit. But in a lot of women's daily practical routines, we end up gaining more weight and having more trouble if we start intensive exercising, if we start racing our husbands up the street trying to compete.
Or marathons or triathlete kind of things. Hey, hang on to that thought. I want to talk about your specific exercise routine, and then let's talk a little bit about progesterone when we come back. Okay, Jennifer?
Sounds good. Thanks.
Jennifer Coy is with us. Beauty Care Choices. BeautyCareChoices.com is her website. We'll be back talking hormone health with Jennifer Coy on the Bright Side right after this.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Jennifer Coy of Beauty Care Choices, beautycarechoices.com. Jennifer, so did you go before you got into understanding how hormones work and understanding how your body worked, or at least studying it, did you do the Premarin, estrogen, Provera route, the standard pharmaceutical hormone route?
I'm actually really lucky, Ben, that I didn't. I'm really hesitant on most pharmaceuticals. I don't take pills. I don't take much of what's prescribed to me, and I'm an ingredient reader in everything I do, not just my beauty products. So normally the side effects scare me on most pharmaceuticals, and I didn't go those routes. Another thing I really want to say, because I think it's super important, is the standard treatment for endometriosis right now is an ablation surgery.
Right.
This is so outdated, and that's where they go in and actually burn endometriosis off. And the
crazy
burning is like burning a marshmallow, where you burn the top layer, but it still has all the gooey stuff underneath. And
unbelievable.
As soon as that scar wears off, all that pain comes back.
Unbelievable.
So doctors for years have been burning women.
Isn't that crazy?
And been performing way too many hysterectomies. So there is a new standard of treatment. So I know how many women out there have endometriosis. Please look into excision surgery versus ablation surgery. And you should only have one endometriosis surgery ever. You should not have 12 ablation surgeries over and over again, starting as a teenager, which is happening to so many women worldwide.
Does it make you mad?
Makes me mad.
I agree.
It's really mad. It really does. At this point, I feel like they're castrating women unnecessarily, and it's a crisis in our country, in the world, actually, that we haven't put women's health further ahead, that we haven't figured out hormones better.
Yeah.
Because hormones are the link to health, hormones are the link to youth, and hormones are the link to quality of life. And
so true, Jennifer.
It really is, and it's a shame that we don't know better.
Does it make you especially mad when it's female doctors doing it to other women? That's what really the most unbelievable thing to me, when it's women doing it to other women.
You know, I don't know that it makes me mad more one way or the other. One thing that I have found, though, and through my research of doctors that have perfected or at least specialized in excision surgery, is it seems to be a lot of male doctors that are trying to figure it out, whether it's on the basis of their mother, their sister, whatever. But there are a lot of the doctors that have taken it to learn a new skill that is not taught in medical school as a standard practice. They are now having to learn outside and from each other and from you know, peer reviews and realizing they've done it wrong for so long. But still, the general way that they're taught in school hasn't changed. They haven't updated their treatment practices, and they continue to allow ablation surgeries, knowing the damage that it does to the inside of women. And
it's crazy to me.
It's so sad when you look at how many teenage girls have been through, you know, 10 surgeries by the time, you know, they're going into childbearing ages and now can't have children because the doctor has messed up other organs trying to treat the endometriosis, which could have possibly been treated better with hormones besides birth control.
That's why
I need to let doctors know there's more hormones out there than birth control.
The birth control thing's crazy. Oh my God, the birth control thing's crazy. You know,
I've heard, Ben, that we're actually seeing traces of birth control in our water, and we're not even knowing like the impact of what hormones in our whole water systems are having.
We're all drinking it.
Filter it
out. Absolutely. We're all drinking each other's hormones. Absolutely. There's a hermaphroditic frogs out there that have both male and female sex organs. No, I'm not kidding you.
This is the real deal.
Yeah, no, the birth control pill is unbelievable to me that they give kids the birth control pill for not just for endometriosis or female reproductive issues, but for acne, for skin problems they give it to them.
For cramps, for whatever reason it is. I have a daughter who is 19 years old, and she talks to me about what her friends are doing, and to hear these 18, 19-year-old girls going on birth control that aren't even sexually active yet. They have no need for a birth control pill. There is estrogen that is available in a bioidentic, you know, cream formula. There's so many other ways to do it to protect other organs and their whole systems. I was put on birth control at 12 years old. By the time I was 20, I was growing facial hair and
having dark spots
all over my skin, which
you
and I have talked about, the unprocessed estrogen.
And then
by the time you're actually sexually active, you can't use birth control anymore because your body is now not tolerating it any longer. So now what the pill was actually used for
is
no longer even available to you.
So where does progesterone fit into this?
Progesterone is this little unknown, I think by most females and a lot of doctors it must be as well. I sometimes wonder if it's like rare. Like doctors, they can't get their hands on it. Is that why they don't prescribe it enough?
No, because they don't appreciate its power, number one. But when they do prescribe it, they're used to something called medroxyprogesterone, which is the drug company version, the pharmaceutical version of progesterone, which is incredibly toxic. So when they think progesterone, they think of the drug version, which has a toxicity profile that you have to be very careful with. They don't understand that progesterone, real progesterone, and it's getting better, by the way, doctors are starting to understand this. Real progesterone is almost side effect free. I say almost because you're still playing with hormones, but it's pretty close to being side effect free, just plain old progesterone, but you don't need a prescription for it. You can get it over the counter. In fact, my ProHarmy progesterone serum, you can just get right off the website. So you can get progesterone without a doctor, and doctors tend to not know about things that you can obtain without their without their permission slip or prescription.
Without
their
commission?
No, I didn't say commission. I said prescription. Didn't say commission.
In my experience, I'm not an expert. I am an expert in living it and studying it. That makes you an expert.
That makes you an expert.
Piece of living through hormone hell, I'll say. Why don't more physicians know that you should always prescribe progesterone in conjunction with estrogen, that they need to go hand in hand for your whole hormone health?
Yeah, a good doctor should know that, and not everybody knows that. But your question's really interesting to me, because I get that a lot of time. Why are doctors doing this? Why don't they know? How could they do this? We just assume that there's an equivalency between God and doctor, you know, MD, medical deity. We just assume that they know everything. And the reason we assume that they know everything is because we don't know it. We don't know a lot about it. And then once we start to know things, we start to question things. Once we start to understand things, we see that the medical model is not all that in a bag of chips. It fails as often as it succeeds, especially in terms of chronic and long-term degenerative diseases and lifestyle issues. And we don't discover this until we start to dive into it. But if we just are superficial about our health and superficial about medicine, we end up just believing what we're told. And what are we told on the news? And what are we told on TV? And what are we told by our teachers and by everything that's orthodox and mainstream and the government and people we trust is that doctors know everything. They can do anything. Medicine is infallible, like the Pope. But that's not the case. And it comes as a great disappointment when we finally wake up and we realize that, you know what, Jennifer, just like you're doing and just like you're telling people to do, we have to take care of ourselves. We have to
Absolutely.
Do things ourselves. Right?
You have to own your own health. You have
own
to
your own health,
what
yes.
Doctors prescribe. You have to know
yes.
and research and do your own
yes.
research. There's
yes.
so much more information out there sometimes than doctors even know. How did I go 20 years before I find out, or, you know, at least 20 years before I find out that I even have endometriosis and that it's diagnosed, and then never once am I ever prescribed a high dose of progesterone to try and counteract all that excess estrogen that's going on? Never once does a doctor think to try that before they removed organs.
How did you feel when you got on a progesterone?
Completely different. And
yeah.
you know, there's still so many studies out there that say when you don't have a uterus, you don't need estrogen. I mean, you don't need progesterone, and
right.
that's just not the case. Estrogen does so much more for you. Not to mention if you then start experiencing all the wonderful hot flashes and sleeplessness and restless leg syndrome.
Yeah.
So much that progesterone is calming. It's anti-stress.
Yeah.
It's your anti-anxiety medicine. It's your
Isn't that amazing?
It's what kind of gives you the calm sense that I
yeah.
can handle the day. So
That's
when
awesome.
You become so estrogen dominant and you feel so overwhelmed and stressed by life, you need that balance of estrogen. That's why God gave that to us. So to me, I feel like it's so underutilized and so not known about and so misunderstood.
Jennifer.
Especially in the highest doses that need to be prescribed.
We're out of time, Jennifer. Thank you so much for coming on The Bright Side. And thank you for being such a great advocate for women's health.
Absolutely. Thank you for being a great advocate.
Thank you. Jennifer
Coy.
We'll talk soon. Jennifer Coy, her website is beautycarechoices.com, beautycarechoices.com. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.